Mesechtas Gittin Daf Pei, 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Tesamim Beis at the new Mishnah. As we know, a get has to be dated, and they would know to write the Zman of the get based on the current kingdom during the period that the Mishnah was written, Yidden War in Bavel. Therefore, the Takana was that they should write the date in the get based on the Persian king that was in power at that period of time. And the Mishnah begins, Kasal L'shem Malchash Ein HaGenes, if instead of writing the Zman of the get based on the current kingdom of Persia, they wrote it for a different Malchus, which the Mishnah calls a kingdom that's not Hagenis, and the Gemara will explain it's referring to the Roman government, or L'shem Malchus Madai, or they wrote it based on the kingdom of Madai, or L'shem Malchus Yavin, or to the beginning of a specific king in the Greek kingdom, L'binyan Abayis, or from the time that the Beis HaMikdash was built, or L'churban Abayis, or they wrote the number of years since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Gemara will explain why the Mishnah had to bring all these examples, and the Mishnah continues, Hay B'mizach V'kasav B'mayiv, and the Gemara will explain that this is referring to the Sefer, that the Sefer was in the east, and he wrote that he was in the west, or B'mayiv of the Sefer at the time that he wrote the get, and the get was signed, he was in the west, V'kasav B'mizach, and he wrote that he was in the east, and the Mishnah will now bring 16 different dinim that are relevant to this couple where the wife got remarried based on this get. Number one, if Reuven gave this get to Rachel, and she went and got married to Shimon based on this get, the din is Tate Mizel Mizah, she can't remain married to Shimon because Lamaisa, the original get, is not valid, and she also can't stay married to Reuven because Lamaisa, she was Mizana with Shimon. And the Mishnah continues, Vitzvichot get Mizel Mizah, that Rachel would be required to receive a get both from Reuven and from Shimon. Rashi points out that since the first get is not a valid get, therefore, Tzvichot get Shenim in a Rishain, she needs a second get from Reuven, the get Minasheni, and she also needs a get from Shimon, the Afal Pisha Kedusha Sheni Leah Kedushin. And Rashi says that L'chira, the second Kedusha, should not be a valid Kedushin. And the Gemara explains in Masechtas Yevamos, Gzeir Hashem Yomru, Girush Rishon, Get Gomer, because maybe people say that the first get was a valid get, V'nasa Sheni, and now she got married to the second person, V'nimsis Eish Ish, Yaitse Boy Get, and people will think that even though she was an Eish Ish, she was able to go out of a second marriage without a get, and therefore Misakin, that she also needs a get from Shimon. However, I am in the bottom of Taisa, do a mask of a Tzucha Get Mizel Mizah, where Taisa brings from Rabbi Yosef, that L'chira, Minatayra Tzucha Get Misheni, that Midraisa, she actually needs a get from the second person from Shimon, should we get Gomer Hoya Isa Shigirish by Rishon, because really the first get that she received from Reuven is a valid get Midraisa, and just as Takanos Chachamim, they should not use such a get, the Ein Apostle El Midrabanon, and it's only a Psalm Midrabanon, Mishum Shloim Malchus. And the Ramban actually adds to this Taisa and says that even though L'chira, she should not need another get from Reuven, because the original get was a valid get Midraisa, however, Tzucha Get Midraisa, she does need a get from Reuven, Mishum Takanot Rabanon, based on Takanot Rabanon, the Pesul L'Hagita, since L'maisa Rabbanon passed this get, Mishum Shloim Malchus. And the Mishnah continues that if she went and got remarried to someone else, Rabbanon felt that this woman should have been more careful, and she should have read the get, she should have asked the Shaila if this get is a valid get, and as Taisus Rid says on that Peyam and Aleph, V'lo Yerenu L'Chachamim, and she didn't show it to a Chacham, and therefore the Chachamim made various Knosses on her. And the Mishnah continues, V'ein lo loik suba, V'lo peiris, V'lo mezenis, V'lo belois, lo yalzeh, V'lo yalzeh. And Rachel doesn't have a right to her ksuba, she doesn't have a right to peiris, she doesn't have a right to mezenis, and she doesn't have the right to a one of her clothing, neither from Reuven or from Shimon. And Taisus Rid explains that the reason why she doesn't receive a ksuba is the maitaima tekin rabbanu ksuba, kadeshli teikala be'in of leitzia, and ha teikala be'kala. And of course, once a woman doesn't receive a ksuba, then based on the klal that tonight ksuba is ksuba, therefore she wouldn't receive any of the tzayim of ksuba either. And Rashi points out when the Mishnah stated v'lei peiris, it refers to din peiris, and certainly this is not to referring to mezainis that she's receiving from her husband, as the Mishnah states v'lei mezainis, and therefore when the Mishnah states v'lei peiris, it's referring to that takona that Rabbanu was misakin for a woman in exchange for the fact that she gives peiris to her husband. And as Rashi says, shetikla l'isha pekuna mishaver tachas peiris, that since Rabbanu was misakin that a man has to redeem his wife if she's captured in exchange for the fact that he receives peiris, v'al elu in l'klum, and Rabbanu made a knas that neither Reuven nor Shimon have the responsibility to redeem her from her captors. And Rashi explains, v'lei belois hakayomim begodim shechnisaloi, that if she brought begodim into her marriage and she still has those begodim but they're worn out, she doesn't take them out when she goes out of this marriage. And Rashi says, v'klasu dekansua demibay le'akri le'gita, as we explained, that she should have read her get and she should have asked a shayla from a chacham. And the Ritva brings from the Yerushalmi that when the Mishnah states v'lei peiris, it's referring both to the peiris that Reuven ate after the time that he gave her a get, to the peiris that Shimon ate once they officially got married. And in both those cases, if Rachel comes back to try to be tevei those peiris, she has no ability to be tevei those peiris. And Ayin and Taisa Dima Maskev v'lei belois, we argue in Rashi as to what belois is referring to. And the Mishnah continues, not l'mizel mizel tachsa, that if she received any of these items either from Reuven and Shimon, and even though she was already typhus, the din is that Rachel has to refund that back to Reuven or to Shimon. And the Mishnah continued, Vavlav Mamzu Mizeo Mizeh. If either Rachel had a child with Reuven or with Shimon after this get was given, the din is that that child would be a Mamzer. And Rashi explains, Mechzira Rishon, if Reuven takes her back, Vyod Leben, and then they have a child, having Mamzer Midrabonon, then since the original get wasn't a valid get, therefore, really, Reuven and Rachel have a valid marriage. And even so, since Rabbanon made a takana that they can't be married, therefore, we consider this child a Mamzer Midrabonon. And Rashi explains that in Mesechta Yevamos, on that Pei Tesla Mabez, the Gemara explains that since this child is only a Mamzer Midrabonon, therefore, this child not only can't marry a regular Yisrael, he can't marry a Mamzeris either, as Lemaisa he's Kosher Minatera, and therefore, he's really not a Mamzer Minatera, and he can't marry a Mamzeris. Lefi Rashi, any child that's born from Shimon would be considered a Mamzer Vadai Midrabonon. However, based on what we saw beforehand in Taisis Dimon Maschel, Vetzucha Get Mizeo Mizeh, and Ramban actually says in Beferish that the opposite is true, and really any child that's born from Reuven would be considered a Mamzer Vadai because his get was a valid get Midrabonon, and really Rachel is married properly to Shimon on the Reisdik level, and therefore any child that she has with Reuven would be considered a Mamzer Midrabonon, and any child that she has with Shimon would only be a Mamzer Midrabonon. The Mishnah continues, if Reuven was a Kohen and Shimon was also a Kohen, V'loi Zev Zev Metamin Law, then they can't be Metamitar, and as the Taisri points out, that we learn Metamil Le'ishtek Sheira, Ve'inu Metamil Le'ishtek Psula, and since both Reuven and Shimon can't stay married to Rachel, therefore they can't be Metamitar if she dies. And all the Mefarshim discuss that how could Rashi say Im Kohanim Heim, that if both Reuven and Shimon were Kohanim, but how could it be that Rachel would actually get married to Shimon if Lemaisa, the only reason why she was able to marry him was based on the fact that she had a get from Reuven, and of course once she had a get, she's a Grusha, and therefore Shimon would not have been able to marry her as he is a Kohen. And some explain that we're talking about a case where Shimon was Eva and went ahead and married her even though she was a Grusha. And this is actually the Mashmois in the Taisus Rid on that Peyam and Aleph. And the Mashal wants to say that in our Gemara, we're not talking about a case where both Reuven and Shimon were Kohanim, but Reuven was a Kohen and Shimon was a Nazir, and therefore a Nazir doesn't have an Issa to marry a Grusha, but it is also for a Nazir to go and be Mitami to people, and therefore the Mishnah is teaching us that a Nazir can't be Mitami to her since he has to divorce her. And Rabbi Kvega asked that how could Mashal say such a thing if the din by a Nazir is that he's like a Kohen Gadol and he can't be Mitami even to his wife, and therefore even if she would be his valid wife, he wouldn't be able to be Mitamar Ayin Sham. And the Mishnah continues, V'lei Zevezez a Kohen Leib M'tziyasa V'lei B'maisideh V'lei B'afarz Dreah, that neither Reuven nor Shimon would be able to receive her Mitzias or her Maisiyadayim or have a right to be made for Nedarim. And once again, Taisus Rid explains that Apeyam and Aleph, that the reason why the Chacham said Mitzias Isha Lebailim Mishum Eva, Ha to have Le'eva, but over here, we're happy if they actually hate each other, as the Maisi, we want them to get divorced. And similarly, but again, Maisiyadayim, Taisus Rid says that Rabbanan said Maisiyadayim Lebailim Mishum to Ka'achla Mizaini, but Ha Kivin the Mizaini Lesla, the Maisa, since she doesn't receive a Mizainis, and therefore her husband has no right to her Maisiyadayim. And similarly, but again, the Din of Afaris Adarim, Zok Taisus Rid, Time My Om Rabbanan, Baal Meifa, Kadesh Le Tiskana Baila, Hacha Tiskana Vitiskana. Over here, certainly, we want her to be Tiskana Baila because we want him to divorce her. And the Mishnah continues, Haisa Bas Yisrael, if Rachel was a Bas Yisrael, at this point, if Sel's been a Kuna, she'd be puzzled to go and marry another Kohen. As the Rashi says, the Zoyna, she's a Zoyna, the Stam Zoyna, Hainu Eshishish Mizana, Tachas Baila Achirim, as the definition of a Zoyna, is a woman who's an Eshish, that is Mizana, while she's still married to her husband. And of course, this is Rashi Lishitasai that holds that this get was not considered a get at all, even on the Raisadik level, and therefore she's really completely married to Reuven, and therefore she's not a Grusha at all, and therefore Rashi has to say that she's a Zoyna. However, the Ramban once again says that really over here we have two reasons. First of all, Reuven's get is a valid get Midraisa, and therefore she's a Grusha, and that's why she can't go and marry a Kohen. And number two, she was Nivala, be a Psula, and therefore she's not Roya to a Kohen. We continue at Apeya Ben Aleph, and the Mishnah continues, Bas Levi Minamaisa, that if she be Bas Levi, then she'd be also to eat Maisa Rishon. And Rashi says, Knasu, this is based on a Knas, as even though Maisa Rishon is able to be eaten not only by Levi, but even by Yisrael, however, Rabbanan Knastar and said that you can't eat Maisa Rishon even though you're a Bas Levi. And the Dvar says in Pirush, as he says, Pirush Mishum Knasu, the Maisa Filu Zarim Eine Asa, as even though Maisa Rishon is not even Asa to Zar, however, based on this Knas, even though this woman was a Bas Levi, we still asked her to eat Maisa Rishon. Taisus in Mesechtas Yevamos and Daf Tzadik Aleph states that when our Mishnah states Bas Levi Mina Maisa, we're only going according to Shita Rameo, who holds that Maisa Rishon is Asa Lazarim, but according to Rabbanan, who hold that Maisa Rishon is Mutta to Zarim, then of course she could go and eat Maisa Rishon. And what our Mishnah means when it says Bas Levi Mina Maisa, it means that if she's a Bas Levi, she can't go and receive Maisa Rishon, and that is the class that we're referring to. And the Mishnah continued, Bas Koyin, if Rachel was a Bas Koyin, Mina Truma, she'd be Asa to eat Truma. And the Mishnah is teaching us that even if Rachel was married to Yisrael, girl, and now he divorced her, and she goes back to her father's home, and she didn't have children, then the din is that she'd still be usur to eat truma. And as Rashi says, because l'maisa we consider her a zayna, and we know that pasuk says v'nitma v'nitma gimel pamim echad lebal v'echad leboyel v'echad letruma. The Mishnah continues ve'in yoshim shelzer v'yoshim shelzer yoshim ksubasa, that if Rachel either had a child with Reuven or she had a child with Shimon, that child would not be yoshim shaksuba. And Rashi points out certainly we can't talk about a ksuba because we just said that she doesn't receive a ksuba, and therefore Rashi says we're talking about ksubas b'nin dichrin. And as Rashi explains, shetitru chacham she yoshu b'nei yesel chalkein dim achayin kishemesa b'chaye baila va'af apisha baila yosha. And in our scenario based on a knas, therefore Rabbanan said that her children do not have a right to ksubas b'nin dichrin. And the Mishnah continues with its last din v'mesu, and if Reuven or Shimon die achav shelzeh v'achav shelzeh cholzav al miyabin, then the din is the brother of Reuven and the brothers of Shimon have to do chalitza, but they can't do yibam. Once again, lefi Rashi, since the second marriage is not a valid marriage because she never had a valid get from Reuven, therefore it's pashut that the other brothers of Shimon should not have to do chalitza or yibam. However, Zok Rashi, that is based on the same takana, that people will think that really she was married to Shimon, and they will see that Shimon died without children, and she went and got married l'shuk without having chalitza, and therefore they will think that there's a possibility for a woman who lost a husband who didn't have children to go out and get married even without chalitza and yibam, and that's why misakin that she has to have chalitza from the brothers of Shimon. And Rashi states, v'achiv shel Reuven tzarech l'achlitz min ha'tera, and the brothers of Reuven have to do chalitza to Rachel midraisa. As l'maisa, we don't consider this get to have been valid at all, and therefore Rachel was legitimately married to Reuven at the time that Reuven died without having children. And of course, according to Ramban and according to Taisus, l'chayr the pshat would be just the opposite. And the Mishnah continues, shina shma yishma, if they change his or her name into get, or shem iroi v'shem ira, or the name of his city, or the name of her city, then since this get would be puzzle, therefore if Rachel goes and gets remarried without checking out and making sure that this get was a valid get, the din is teitzim mizeh mizeh, she can no longer stay married neither to Reuven or to Shimon, v'chol drachim eluba, and the rest of the 16 takonas that we mentioned on daf ayin testament beis would be in effect as well. And ayin in the top tesis with tesis diba maskel shina shma yishma points out loy shina mamish kedom perak beis, that we're not referring to a case where they change his or her name completely, as certainly that would not be a valid get, but we're referring to the case that we mentioned on daf chaf where they actually change his name when they use the name that he was called at a different location. But that city has two different names, and the location where they wrote this get and where the get was given, they called the city by the other name, and the get would still not be valid. And the Mishnah continues, and let's just start with Akhtama, that we know that the first Mishnah states, Chamesh Eshrei Nashim Petrit Tzareseim Tzareh Tzareseim Min Achalitza Min Yibam Atzeif Kol Ha'ilam. And for example, if Reuven was married to Rachel, who is his brother Shimon's daughter, and Reuven was also married to Leah, who is not related to Shimon, and Leah is called the Tzara of Rachel, or the co-wife of Rachel, as the Mishnah refers to her as the Tzara Seva, so if Reuven dies without having any children, so now, generally, Rachel and Leah would fall the Yibam to Shimon, who is Reuven's brother, but since Rachel is Asa to Shimon, as she is his daughter, therefore, both Rachel and Leah do not fall the Yibam al-Chalitza, and both Rachel and Leah could go and get married to anyone Bashuk without having either Yibam al-Chalitza. And also, in order to understand our Mishnah, we also have to know that there is an Issa for a woman to go and get married Lashuk if she's a Shemeres Zavam. And as the Pasuk says, Laisiya Isha Mesa Chutzal Ish Zara, however, it is only an Issa Lav and not an Issa Karis. And therefore, if Rachel, who is a Shemeres Zavam, would go and get married to someone in Ashuk while she's Zaku Libam, so Lafida Chacham, since she was only Ivan Issa Lav, so any child that she has from that marriage would not be a Mamza. However, Bakiva holds Yesh Mamza Mechaive Lavin, and therefore any child that she has from this marriage, even though she was only Ivan Issa Lav, Laisiya Isha Mesa Chutzal Ish Zara, would be considered a Mamzer. Based on this Akhtama, let's continue with the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues, Kol Ra'ish Amru Tzor Yisemu Teres, all these Arais that we said, that Tzoris would be mutter to go and get married L'shuk, and they do not need Chalitza or Yibam, Hocha Tzoris Ha'ilu V'nisu, and if after Reuven died, Leah went and got married L'shuk, V'nimtzu Ilu Islandess, and then they find out that Rachel was really an Islandess, and therefore she was really never married to Reuven, as it was considered a Mekach Tais, and therefore Leah was not really a Tzoris ever, and she really was Zakuk Libam, and she became a Shemeres Yavam, and therefore she was also to go and get married L'shuk, and Rachel should have had either Chalitza or Yibam from Shimon. Therefore, the din is that Teitzim Mizem Mizem V'chol Drachim Eilubah, that Leah could no longer stay married to the person that she married Min Ashuk, and she could no longer do Yibum with Shimon either. The other 16 dinim that we mentioned in the Mishnah would also apply in this scenario. And Rashi points out that the Gemara in Yevamos points out that since the Mishnah stated that it would be a Mamzer Mizem Mizem, and it must be that it's going according to the Shita Rabbi Kiva that Yesh Mamzer Mechayv Lavin. Fidu Rabbanon, that if a woman is Ivan the Issa of Leisiya Isha Mesa Chutzal Ish Zara, the child is not a Mamzer because only Shmuley Chai V'Lavin. Therefore, of course, the Mishnah could not say that V'Chol Adrachim Eluba, because of course it wouldn't be a Mamzer Mizel Mizeh. Any child born from Rachel and the person that she married Min Ashok would not be considered a Mamzer according to the Rabbanon. And the Mefarshim explained that the reason in this case we knas Leah is because since she knew that at this point Rachel did not show any signs of being a Gedolah, therefore she should have been Choshesh that maybe she's an idleness and maybe she's actually Chayiv to have Yibum Chalitza, and therefore prior to getting married she should have gone over to Shimon and said, at least Min HaSafik, do Chalitza with me. And by the fact that she didn't do it, therefore we knas her. And the mission continues, HaKonis is a Vintoy V'Hochot Sarasa V'Nisla Acher. In this case, Reuven was married to both Rachel and Leah. Neither Rachel or Leah were related to Shimon, and Reuven died without having children, and now Rachel and Leah became Shemeres Yavim to Reuven's brother Shimon, and Shimon actually went and did Yibum to Rachel. At that point, Rachel did not have some money godless, and therefore Leah should have been concerned that maybe she actually was never married to Reuven, and therefore Shimon should not have done Yibum with her, and Shimon would still have to do either Yibum or Chalitza to Leah, and Leah should have at least gone over to Shimon and said, Min HaSafik, do Chalitza with me, and only at that point would she be able to go marry Lashuk. And instead, she went and got married Lashuk, even without having Chalitza from Shimon, V'nimtza zu, Shaisa Eilinus, and then we find out that Rachel actually was an Eilinus, Teitz Mizeh Mizeh, V'chol Adrach Be'eluba. Then once again we say that Leah cannot be married to the person that she married Min HaShuk, and she also cannot go and do Yibum with Shimon based on a Knas, and all the other 16 dinim that we mentioned previously would also apply in this scenario. The Mishnah continues, and the Teitz written that Peyam Beis explains that the Mishnah means in this case where Reuven came to Bezdin and he said the following story, Kasav Sefer Get L'Ish V'Shevel Isha, that it was a Sefer that I hired to write a get for me, and the Sefer was going to write a receipt for my wife, because when she will receive a Ksuba, she would give me this receipt, V'Tar V'Nasan Get L'Isha V'Shevel Ish, and the Sefer by mistake gave the get to my wife, and this receipt he gave to me, V'Nasu Zel Zeh, and Reuven claims by mistake I gave the Shevel to my wife, and Rachel gave me the get, V'La'achazman, and at some later point, Hareya Get Yetzim Yada Ish V'Shevel Yada Isha. As Rashi points out, that at some point Reuven came to Bezdin in order to show that he paid the Ksuba and to show his receipt, and he took out his receipt and it happened to have been his get, so he realized that a mistake was done. I never gave the get to my wife and my wife never gave me the sheva, and therefore Reuven claims that the get was never valid as he never actually delivered the get to Rachel. Once again, the Mishnah teaches us that according to Tanakama, Teitu Mizeh Mizeh V'chol Drechom Eluba, that all the 16 dinim that we mentioned previously would apply in this case as well. And once again, we would knas Rachel because Lemaisa, she should have checked what she received and she would have realized that she never received a get, and therefore we consider it her fault, and that's why we have all these classes. However, Blezer states, Imla Alta Yatza Inza Get, if they find out immediately that this was a mistake and they come to Bezdin and they actually claim that this was a mistake, so then it would not be a valid get. However, Imla Achaz Man Yatza Hareza Get, if at some later point they realize that they made this mistake and they come to Bezdin and they want to say that this get is not a valid get, we would say that it is a valid get, as like Kol Himnu Min Arishon La'Abed Zchusha Shalsheni, and Rashi explains, based on one man da Amin de Gemara, that was referring to a case where Reuven made this claim after Rachel went and got remarried and she got married to Shimon, and at this point if Reuven would claim that I never really gave her a get because we made this mistake and we mixed up the get and the sheva, in this case Reuven would not be believed because we would have to be choshish that maybe Rachel wasn't happy in her current marriage, and therefore she went over to Reuven and said, do me a favor and make a claim that we never got divorced and therefore my marriage to Shimon is null and void. As Rashi says, that therefore we're going to be choshish that maybe chlifa shtaris la'achashinises, that after they got married then Reuven and Rachel made this deal, and Reuven and Rachel swapped documents in order to try to show that the get was never valid and to try to be mevatel the marriage between Rachel and Shimon. Rebbe Lezer says that in this case we would not believe Reuven, and Ayin Taisis at the top of that Pei Aleph and Aleph, where he points out that L'chira, how could Rashi say that he would make such a deal and make a knunya if L'chira there's no benefit to Reuven once Rachel got married to Shimon? Even if Reuven makes his claim, the din would be Teitzim Mizeh Mizeh, and Taisis points out that at some point the husband may be mistaken and may not know about this knas, and therefore would think that this is a valid etza, and he would make this deal with his wife. And Ayin Taisis writ at the bottom of that Peyam Beis, who seems to be saying that even without the Teretz of Taisis, could be that even though there was no benefit to Reuven, Reuven would still do this for his ex-wife as a favor. As Taisis writ says, Kedei lo yisrael al sheni hilkach le'meminle, as even if it's only to ask her on Shimon, and even though he won't have benefit, it would still be something that we would be concerned about. And the Gemara begins that the Mishnah stated, Kassel v'shum malchus shein hagenes, that since the minig was to write the date of the get based on the malchus that was in power at that time, and therefore if someone wrote the date of the get based on the malchus shein hagenes, it would not be a valid get. And the Gemara asks, my malchus shein hagenes, what are we referring to when we're discussing a malchus shein hagenes? And the Gemara explains, malchus harimim, we're referring to the Roman Empire, and the Gemara asked, "My Karlo Malchus Shein Genis, and why was Roman Empire called a Malchus that was not Hagun? Mishum the Einlehem like Sav v'le Loshin, as they did not have their own unique script and their own unique language." And Taisus on the Ayin Tefsim of Beis in the Yom Askel Kassel Shein Malchus Shein Genis points out that the reason why our Mishum did not just state that he wrote the date based on the Roman Empire is because of a chiddush lashmina and the Avi Pish Einlehem like Sav v'le Loshin Avi Pikei Miskanayim Bar, that even though the Roman government is not considered such a chashuv Malchus, and maybe the Persian kingdom would not have cared and would not be makbid if they wrote the Roman Empire in the get, kamashmon, that they're still makbid, and therefore the get is not valid. And the Gemara continues, Amalulul states, when Pneumata Kinu Malchus Begitin, why is it that when we set up that you have to write a date in the get, you should write it based on the kingdom that is in power at that time, Mishum Shloi Malchus, in order to keep peace with the kingdom? As Rashi says, Sheilanu Shalom Imam, that we should have peaceful relationship with the kingdom, Sheyemu Chashuvan Anu Beinim, Shekaisim Shere Seim Bishmenu, as they will feel they will machshav them because we write their names in our stories. And Rashi is mashma that this din is not only b'degay gittin, but b'degay other stories as well. However, I intend to deal with mashma and play matik to machas begittin, which Taisa says, va'imri, the dafka begittin yeish lachas shal shloi machas, shemakpidin lefishu dava gadol, shemafridin ishme ishtoi, as the kingdom was makbid, since it's a very official and important document, since it separates between a husband and wife. The Gemara is, mishum shloi machas teitzi v'avlav mamza, if this is not a din deraisa, then why should it be that you have to go out and the vlad would be a mamza? And the Gemara explains in Rameel Tamei that this is a Stam Mishnah and we're going according to Shita Rameya, and the Amr Ramnun Mishmei de Ula, that Ramnun said the name of Ula, Oimai Rameya, Kalam Shalom Matbeya Shetav Chacham Begitin, Havlad Mamza, or some Geris, Yotzi Havlad Mamza, that anyone that changes the direction of Chachamim as to how to Musaka to write a get, then it would not be considered a valid get, and your din would be that Yotzi and the Vlad would be a Mamza. And the Mishnah continued that not only if you wrote L'shem Machas Shein Genis is it not a valid get, but L'shem Machas Modai, L'shem Machas Yavan, it also is not a valid get. And the Gemara says, Betzricha, and we need all of these cases, the Ashmin and Machas Shein Genis, if we only speak about the Roman government, Mishum de Malicha, because they were still relevant and it was still a kingdom. Therefore, it makes sense that the Persian government would be Makbid, and the Roman was still a competing kingdom. Avo Machas Modai, Machas Yavan, might have a Havo, but we may think that the Persian government would not care if the Jew would write the Machas Modai, Machas Yavan in their get. It might say they were an ancient civilization, they wouldn't feel it's a bazillion, and as Rashi says, Kva Avru, of the Kinosim, She'im Iskanaban. And the Rani is in, that's why we speak about Machas Yavan as well as Machas Modai, as the Machas Yavan was still a kingdom in the recent past. However, by Machas Modai, which was only a kingdom very long ago, maybe over there they would not be Makbid. Kamash Molan, then in all cases, the current kingdom would be Makbid. And the Gemara continues, V'yashmin and Machas Modai and Machas Yavan, if the Mishnah would have spoken about Machas Modai and Machas Yavan, Mishun and Machus Abba, the Lamaisa, we understand why the government would be concerned, as Lamaisa, at one point, it was a valid kingdom, Avo Binyan Abayis, but the Mishnah's next case, where Reuven wrote in the get, that were counting from the time of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which is in the past, and well, it's not a Malchus, might have a Hava, so we might have a Havmina, that maybe the current Persian government would not care, and therefore would be a valid get, as it's not a bazillion for the kingdom. So Kamash one, that even over there, they would care, and it would not be a valid get. And the Gemara continues, and even if we'd say the case of Binyan Abayis, to Amri, Kamid Kri Shvachayu, the Persian government will say that we see that you consider the Binyan Abayis is very important to you, and that's even more important to you than our government, and that would be the Taina, and therefore we say, Mishum Shalom Malchus, that's not a valid get. And therefore, Tzricha, one may think if the Sofer actually writes into the get the date based on when the Churban HaBayis was, then maybe that would be a valid get, as the Persians would not have a problem with that because they'd realize that the Yidden are not machshav that, and it's something that they're just doing because of their sadness and because of their tsar, and that's why the Mishnah had to bring all these cases. And the Gemara continues, that quote from Mishnah, if he was in the east and he wrote he was in the west, or he was B'mariv and he wrote that he was in the east, then the din is that it's also not a valid get, and all these dinim would apply. And the Gemara asked, man, who were referring to that was in the east and wrote that he was in the west? Even in the battle, if we're referring to the husband, so this case would be exactly the same as where he changed his name or the wife's name, or where they changed the husband's city or the wife's city. And based on this question, Elav Seifa, it must be that we're referring to the Seifa, could Amalu Rav Safri, and just like Rav would tell his scribes, Amalu Rav Huna Safri, and Rav Huna did the same when he spoke to his scribes, Ki Esvisa B'Shile, Kesuv B'Shile, when he's sitting in Shile, and you're writing the get, and you're having it signed in Shile, make sure that he wrote in Shile, and even if the directions were given to you to write this get or to write this shtar were given to you while you were in Hini, and as Rashi says, ki esvisa b'hini licht of shtar, and once again it seems from Rashi that this din is not only relevant to dinim of gittin, but it's relevant to all dinim of shtaris. However, ayin entays the dinim of maskel ki esvisa b'hini, where he brings down from the reed, that afgav the get peslinen hoi b'mizav kosov marev who had in edim shleyachmu mikal mokam b'shash shtaris im kosov shili b'hini kosher ayin sham. And as the Gemara continues, And when you're sitting in Hini and you're writing and you're having to get signed in Hini, make sure that you wrote that you're in Hini, and even though the direction to write this get was given to you while in Shili, and I even taste rid that the reason why you have to make sure to write where you are at the time that you wrote and you had to get signed, based on the din, that every Edus has to be Edus Shat Yochel Aziman, and if we're not sure where this get was signed, then it'll be Edus Shiat Yochel Aziman, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues that this din that we just mentioned on Mishnah, that a get would be puzzle because you didn't write the proper Malchus in the get, and as we said before, based on the din of Rameah, that Kol Mishanah Matbe Shatam Chacham Begitin Havlad Mamza, so Amr Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, therefore Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Mishmuel, Zu Div Rameah, this Mishnah is only going according to the Shita Rameah, and we continue on that Peyam and Beis, Av Chacham Raimim, how would Chacham argue, I feel like Kosov El Shem sent to Shabir, Harezum and Greshes, that even if you only wrote in the get, that is X amount of years since this specific town clerk took control of the city recordings, that it would still be a valid get. And Rashi and Diva Masal Senta says, Mefarsh Babasar, Bab Mesfanya, Zokan Amunna, Lias Baki, Benachlis Kvul Sada, Kolish Ve'ish. And the Ritva points out that even though Chum don't hold like Rameah, that the get would be puzzle, but even the Chum agree that Lechatchila, you should make sure to write the proper government in the get. And keep in mind that according to Shmuel, it would come out that Lefid Chumim, even though Lechatchila, you should write the proper government in the get, but if you don't do so, then it would be a valid get, even Lechatchila. And the Gemara continues with the story, Ahu Gita, the Havaksibbe, Lashem Standard, the Bashka, that there was a get where the date was written based on the years of the governor in a city called Bashka. So Shochar Nachman Ruchistel Kamed Rabba. So Rab Nachman Ruchistel sent the shayla in front of Rabba. Ki Hagavna Mai, what would be the din in this case? Shochlei, and Rabba responded, Baha Filu Rameh Moida, that in this case, even Rameh would be Moida, that this would be a valid get. And my time, Ma'isa Machazu, that since this person is the governor and is a Choshva civil servant of the kingdom, therefore the king is not Makbid, and it is a valid get. The Gemara is, Umayishnam is sent to Shabir, and why is this different but the gate is sent to Shabir, that we said before the Rameh would hold that it's not a valid get, and only the Chum would say it is a valid get. And the Gemara responds, Hasam Zilu Milsa, Hacha Shvichlu Milsa, that in the case of the town surveyor or the town registrar, so of course over there it's a Zilusa to the government because it's such a lowly position, and therefore it actually shows a bazillion to the kingdom that you're counting the years from such a lowly person. However, in the case of the governor, since he's a high ranking official, therefore the kingdom does not mind, and this is not a bazillion in the kingdom, and there's no issue of Shloim Malchus, and as Rashi says, that She'en Shultonis Gerua Mizu, Ubaish Lumel Shiniskaza, Venichu Kol Shah Mishosav, Ayin Rashi. And the Gemara continues, Om Rab Abba, Om Rav Huna, Om Rav. Rab Abba said the name of Rav Huna, and here instead of Shmuel, it was actually the words of Rav, Zudiv Rameah, that our Mishnah is going according to the Shita Rameah, and that's why the get is not valid. That even though the Chathili shouldn't even use this get, but if you do so, then it would be a valid get, and the Vlad would be kosher. And the Gemara continues, that although the Chacham Rameah are arguing b'negei the case of Shalom Malchus, however the Chacham agree with Rameah Shemishina Shmoyu Shma Shav Ira V'Shem Ira Shav Lab Mamza, that in the case of the Mishnah where they use an improper name for the husband or wife, or they use the improper name of the city for the husband or wife, that since it's not just Mishum Shalom Malchus and based on a minig, but it is actually either a Dindra Bono or a Dindraisa, then even b'nei'ebed the din would be Teitzim Muzeh Muzeh, and the Vlad would be Mamza. And Amar Rav Ashi, Sir Rav Ashi teach us Afan Anamitina Abriya Raya from Mishnah, that where they were Shina Shma Yushma or Shem Ira Visham Ira, that even the Rabbanon agreed to Rameah that the Vlad would be in Mamza, as our Mishnah stated, Shina Shma Yushma, Shem Ira Visham Ira, Tate Mizel Mizah, Bichal Drachme Iluba, and the Mishnah brought a separate case where the Sefer wrote the incorrect name of the husband or the wife, or the incorrect name of the city of the husband or the wife, then the Vlad would be in Mamza. And Rav Ashi's Bedayah, Kamang Tanila, who is the Tana that is talking about this scenario, Ilem Rameah, if you're going to say it's the same Tana as the first case of the Mishnah, and it's Rameah, Lervinu Lisninu, L'chayu, why does the Mishnah have to give us a second case, and we had to have another scenario, if L'chayu, we should have just added it to the first case of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah should have said that if you wrote the improper kingdom in your get, or if Yeshina Shma Yishma, or Shem Ira V'Shem Ira, that the Vlad would be a Mamza, and it would mention all the other 16 items as well, and by the fact that we went and put it into its own case, El Shma Mina, Rabbanan Shma Mina, it must be, as the Mishnah is saying, that the first case of the Mishnah is only specifically like Rameah, but the second case of the Mishnah, that could be going both Lefi Rameah and Lefi Rabbanon, and Ledivri HaKol, the din is Teitzim Mizeh Mizeh V'Chal Drachem Ha'Eluba. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the third case of the Mishnah of Kol Raish Amru Tzarasei Mutaris Hocha Tzaris Ha'Elu V'Nisu V'Nimtzu Elu Islandis Teitzim Mizeh Mizeh V'Chal Drachem Ha'Eluba. So if Reuben was married both to Rachel and Leah, and Rachel was the daughter of his brother Shimon, and then Reuben died without having children, min adin Rachel and Leah both potter min adibum min achlitza, based on the first Mishnah Masechet Yevamos, that Kol Noshim Paitu Tzarasei V'Tzaras Tzarasei min achlitza min adibum atzev Kol Olam. And our Mishnah taught us that if Leah, seeing that Rachel was not a Gedola, went ahead and got married based on the Ptor because Rachel was the daughter of Shimon, and then it turns out that Rachel was really an idolness, and really Leah had no right to get married because she was a Shemer Zavam, and there's a requirement for her to have either Chalitza and Yibam. And our Mishnah taught us that since Leah got married to Levi, Tetzi Mizeh Mizeh, now Leah cannot stay married to Levi, and she could also no longer do Yibam with Shimon. And our Gemara begins, and it's Mizdaik, Nisis in Zinu Loi, that's Mashmah from Mishnah, that the only reason why we knas Leah is because she went and got married to Levi. However, if she only was Mizana, then Leah would still be able to do Yibam with Shimon. And Rashi points out, Ein Asulis Yabim, the Nisu Chama, because when she gets married, that's more Chama, Shem Yomi, because maybe people say, Cholitzla, that really Shimon already did Chalitzita, Vinisis, and then she got married, Vichazel Kainza, Mishnah's Gasha, and then she went and got married to Shimon once she was already divorced. And Mahavalei, Nisis Chalitzasa, the Kamle Bleibana, and certainly there will be an Issa to marry someone that you did Chalitza to, as at this point, the Issa of Eshes Ach once again applies, and of course, that would be an Issa Deraisa. And of course, this Chash doesn't apply when she was Mizana, and the Gemara therefore says, Leim Tef Zifta Rav Nuna, let us say, this is a Tiyufta to the dinner of Rav Nuna, the Rav Nuna, the Rav Nuna stated, Shemeres Yavim Shezinsa, Asul Yabma, that if this is Shemeres Yavim, that was Mizana, she would no longer be able to have Yibam with Shimon. And the Gemara answers that the Diyak from Mishnah is not correct, as Loi, Nisu Vua Dilazinu, Enechanami, the Mishnah is not only talking about a case where Leah got married to Levi, but even if Leah went and was Mizana, she would no longer be able to have Yibam with Shimon based on the dinner of Nuna, the Hayat Tani Nisu, and why is it that a Mishnah mentioned Nisu if it really refers to Zina as well? Lishamalia Nakat, the Mishnah wanted to speak about a nice case, and they didn't want to speak about a case of Znus. And as Rashi says in Masechet Pesachim, Alishnim Alya Kamahada Shem Mitzvah V'Derech Nikia Das L'Sapa B'Losh Nikia. And the Gemara continues, V'Ikad Amri, and there's another version of this Gemara that Nisu V'Adin L'Zino, even though the Mishnah mentioned that Leah got married, however, the same din would apply even if Leah was Mizana, and the din would be that Leah could no longer do Yibam with Shimon, and Leah must say Ilay L'Rav Nuna, and therefore let's bring a right to the din of Rav Nuna, the Rav Nuna, the Rav Nuna stated, Shemeres Yom Shezinsa, Asul Liabma, that this is Shemeres Yom, that was Mizana, she would now be also to have Yibam with Shimon. And the Gemara answers, Loi, that's not a raya from our Mishnah, as Nisu Dafka, as maybe when our Mishnah stated the word Nisu, it actually meant to specify that the only time that Leah would be also to have Yibam with Shimon is only if she went and got married to Levi. However, if Leah was only Mizana, then she would not be also to do Yibam with Shimon. And the reason why, if she got married, it's worse, is the Mishum, the Michlof of Be'isha Shalach Baila Medina Siyam. And as Rashi explains, that if Leah married Levi and at a later point she does Yibam with Shimon, people can make the following mistake. And Rashi explains, for example, if Rachel's husband Reuven travels to Medina Siyam and Edom come and tell her that Reuven died and she then got married to Shimon based on their testimony, and then Reuven comes back, then even though she only was Mizana Ba'inis, she is still also to stay married to Reuven, as people may think that Reuven originally divorced her and she was then married to Shimon and got divorced. And people may make a mistake that we see that Reuven can remarry Rachel even though she already was married to Shimon and got divorced, and there is no Issa being Machzor Gerushasa Mishinisis. And similarly in our case, if Leah does Yibam with Shimon, people will also say that Shimon previously did Chalitza with Leah and she then got married and Shimon still was able to marry her even though he previously did Chalitza to her. And of course that would be Issa because she's considered Eishes Achiv after Chalitza. Rashi explains that this is only a chash if in a case where Rachel actually got married to someone else, as that is the only time that a call will go out that Rachel had a relationship with someone else, and therefore it must be that Shimon did Chalitza to her. However, if Leah was only Mizana in the interim, it will not create a call, and we don't have to be chashish that people will say that Shimon married Eishes Achiv after Chalitza. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the next case in the Mishnah, Akkanis Yavintai, Reuven was married to Rachel and Leah, and neither Rachel or Leah were related to Shimon, and then Reuven died without having children, and Shimon, who was the brother of Reuven, did Yibam with Rachel. Certainly, if Rachel was a Gdela, then certainly Shimon did Yibam properly, and therefore Leah would no longer be Zakuk Libam, and certainly there would be no Issa for Leah to get married to anyone in Minashuk, as the Issa of Lesia Isha Mesa Chutzal Ishzar would not be applicable any longer. However, Lemaisa, in this case, Leah should have realized that since Rachel did not bring any Simani godless, that it's possible that she's still a islandess, and therefore she was never really married to Reuven, and therefore she's the only wife of Reuven, and Shimon had to Yibam Chalitza Dafka to Leah. And if it turns out that Rachel was an islandess, then it was also for Leah to go and get married to Levi without having Chalitza from Shimon. And once again, the Mishnah stated, Tetzi Mizeh Mizeh, B'chol Drachim Eiluba, the din is that Rachel can no longer stay married to Levi, and she can no longer do Yibam with Shimon, and the rest of the 15 items that we mentioned in Mishnah will also be applicable. This case is very similar to the previous case that we just mentioned, and the Gemara says, B'tzricha, and the Mishnah have to say both cases, the Ashbina Ba'ach Kamaisa, if we would have said the first case where Rachel was a relative and the daughter of Shimon, Mishum Dalei Kai Mitzvah Yibam, as over there we could could potentially say that it makes sense that we knas Leah, as since Shimon didn't do a Yibum Mechlitza, neither to Rachel Leah, so Leah should have thought about it and should have at least gone to Shimon and asked him to do Chalitza to her, and because she didn't do so therefore we knas her, Aval Hacha de Kaya Mitzvah Yibum, but in this case where Shimon did an actual Yibum to one of the wives, so Emaloy, maybe there's no Taina Leah why she didn't ask Shimon to do Chalitza to her, and why she didn't wait to get married in order to determine if Rachel was actually an idolist, and maybe we would not have a knas, Kamash Blan, that even in this case we actually knas Leah, and all the dinim of the Mishnah would be applicable to Leah. The Gemara continues, if we only say the din in the second case of the Mishnah, that's because Lemaisa, there was a chiyav of Yibam on Rachel and Leah, and since Leah was in the pasha of Yibam, so she should have waited, or at least she should have gone and asked Shimon to do Chalitza, but in the case where Hatzara was the daughter of Shimon, and therefore she didn't even think that Yibam and Chalitza were applicable to her at all, as she was considered Ishazach and Emoloy, so maybe there wouldn't be a Taina on Leah, she should have waited to see if Rachel was an idolist or not, or actually gotten Chalitza from Shimon, and Tzricha, that is why we need both of these cases in the Mishnah. Finally, the Gemara continues with the last case of our Mishnah, where there was a situation where there was a mix-up between the get of the man and the sheva, the receipt of the woman, as the Mishnah stated, that kasav seifa get le'ish v'sheva le'isha v'tah, v'nasav get le'isha v'sheva le'ish, v'nasav zeh l'zeh, u'la'achaz man, harei get yetzim yad ha'isha v'sheva yad ha'isha, teitzim yizeh u'mizeh v'chal drachum e'lubo, and Rabbi Elazar Imer, Rabbi Elazar Argus and Tanakami says, imla alta yotza in zeh get. Certainly, if this mix-up occurs and we find out about it right away, then we would say it's not a valid get, and all of these dinim would apply. However, in lachas man yotza hareza get, we would still consider a get, and we would not believe Ruvain and like call him numenarishan la'abed schusa shelsheni, as we explained. And Rabbi Elazar stated in la'alta yotza in ze get. However, in lachas man yotza hareza get. And the Gemara is hechidom la'alta vehechidom la'achas man. What is the definition of la'alta and what is the definition of la'achas man? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says the name Mishmuel calls man sheyeshva asukim ba'isinin at the time that they're sitting and they're still discussing this get zel la'alta. This would be considered la'alta. However, omdu zel la'achas man. Once they get up and they're no longer involved with this get, that would already be considered la'achas man, and the get would be considered valid, and Reuven would not be able to taina that they mixed it up. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Abba Hava explained, and this is the explanation that we learned when we learned the Mishnah, and the definitions are, loynis zeh la'alta, at any point prior to Rachel going and getting remarried to someone else, that is still considered la'alta. However, this says zeh la'achas man, that once Rachel gets remarried to someone else, that would already be considered la'achas man, and Reuven would no longer have any in the monies to say that it was mixed up, and he never gave this get to Rachel. And as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, this makes a lot of sense, as there's a potential in this case for Kanunya. And the Gemara continues and tries to bring a riot to Rabbi Adi Bahaba and against the Shita Rabbi Huda and Neimashbol. As tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Loi call him the Minarishan La'abed Schusa Shosheni, that the reason why we don't believe Reuven any longer if it's Lachas Man is because Reuven doesn't have an amanus to cause a loss to Shimon that he can't stay married to his wife Rachel. And as we already explained, Bishlein Rabbi Adi Bahaba Hayon Tani Sheni, that according to Rabbi Adi Bahaba, who learned that the only time that Reuven is not believed is only once Rachel got married to Shimon, so it makes sense that the Mishnah mentioned that Reuven has no nemanis to cause Shimon to lose out on his marriage, and that's why we mentioned the second person, because Rachel was already married to Shimon. However, El Lishmuel, my Sheni, according to Shmuel, Va'achaz Man just means once they finish giving the get and they're longer sitting and involved in giving the get, and since Rachel didn't necessarily get married at this point, so why did the Mishnah mention Reuven doesn't have an nemanis to cause a loss to the second husband? And we continue at that Pale Alpha and Aleph, and the Gemara explains that our Mishnah could work out even according to Shmuel, and when the Mishnah mentioned that Reuven doesn't have manas to cause a loss to Shimon, it doesn't mean that Shimon was actually married at this point to Rachel. It means chus haruya l'sheni, that once Reuven already finished giving the get to Rachel and he already walked away from that session, at this point is a chazaka that the get was valid, and therefore Rachel had a right to go and get married to Shimon. Well, at this point, Reuven can't come and say that even though I actually seem to have given the get to Rachel, but it really wasn't the get and it was really the sheva that I gave to her, and Reuven doesn't have a right to take away this right of Shimon to go and marry Rachel. As Rashi says, Mishiyatsim ufnei Edim, once they leave from in front of Edim, Becheses Begureshes, and it was a chazaka that the document that Reuven delivered to Rachel was the get, and at this point, Reuven no longer has the nemanis to take that schus away from Rachel, and she still could get married to Shimon, and we will stop over here.